Our Muslim community in Cape Town currently fasting as part of the holy month of Ramadan. And this means that at the end of each day, families and friends, they gather to break their fast in what is traditionally in Cape Town called the Buka table. But the people of the Buka are now throwing their doors open and inviting all those, all of us who want to observe the special time with a mass iftar. Iftar is the breaking of the fast after sunset. They're blocking off Whale and Rose Street. And that will then transform into this giant Buka table on the 31st of March. Soup and food will be provided. But in the spirit of the Buka table and Ramadan, you're encouraged to bring along some food so that you share with your neighbors. It's the one of the many things that I appreciate about this city of Cape Town, living and growing up in a community that during the month of Ramadan, there was regularly in the late afternoon evenings a knock on the door, and the girl from next door, the young daughter of a Muslim family next door, would bring over some samosa, some pie, some dulces, and was very a special time in many parts of the city. Siam Samai is one of the organizers of the Buka Ani Cup, not just a special month of observance for Muslims, but I think a very important month for community unity across Cape Town. Siam, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is actually a significant activity.
Siam, I'll give you a few moments simply to clear the bug from your throat. If you want to share some of your Ramadan memories in your community in which you grew up, you're free to share. 021-446-0567. Is Siam back? Is she well? Has she cleared the frog from her throat? Can we get her back? Bruce, not just yet. You can share 021-446-0567. Let's go to a voice note in the meantime.
Good morning, Lester. It's Brian here from Somerset West. The IPL starts today, and I believe we're not going to be seeing it on DStv. Can anyone tell us where we can find it? What are the platforms? And streaming, etc. If someone can please be so kind as to let us know. Maybe DStv can say, hey, sorry, last minute thing. Stacks of South Africans playing in the game. All our top players are playing in the IPL. It's crazy. Anyway, cheers, Brian.
Appreciate it, Brian. Siam, are you back with us? Have you cleared the frog from your throat, I hope?
Yes, I have. I'm very glad.
No, it's absolutely fine. But a very special moment, a very special time for not just Muslims in Cape Town, but for many communities who get to share in the solemnness, but also the togetherness at Buka time in the evening.
Yes, you're correct. I mean, there's obviously a history in the gentrification protests that happened almost 5 years, 6 years ago. And then subsequently in lockdown, with the lifting, it was seen as a broader getting together and to be able to build the community again after 2 years. So it's quite significant. It has evolved over the past 7 years, where there is now more organization that is part of it. And it's also to highlight what Ramadan is all about. We also do the Buka in a conjunction with Palestine activities, which will normally happen also on the last Friday. So it's quite significant. It is about solidarity. It is about togetherness. It is about sharing community. And I think broadly, South Africa needs that. The world needs that. We need to come together as a collective and to be able to ensure that we know our neighbor and that if, you know, we don't know whether or not our neighbor eats every day and that one, you know, what they give, you know, might be the meal for the family.
Yeah.
And if that broader consciousness that we have, when we were in this activity.
You're right. We need a table of peace in South Africa. It is an open call for people together, regardless of faith or background or income level, to join in the space. You block off Whale Street, Rose Street, that corner there in the Bull Cup. Of course, it's an open invitation to come and share.
It's an open invitation.
But how many people, of course, is the critical mass of, is that at all a consideration? I know that I've visited families before, and somehow a plan is made to take out another borchi. We'll find a pie and some wursa or something, just so that you can have something to eat. Are the numbers any consideration to you?
The numbers. I mean, we know that if thousands of minstrels can come into the area, I would say that the whole of Rose Street and Whale Street, it will be more than 2,000 people.
And in terms of Cape Town's interfaith community, really just another opportunity to continue to call on interfaith communities to gather, even if you are of no faith, simply just to enjoy the spirit of community on the 31st of March.
That is important, to be able to know in terms of who's your neighbor, to be able to know, how you can assist other communities also, because you know that there are many communities on the Cape Flats and townships that are following the same in having mass bookers. And it has all the same principles, which is about being together, whether or not it's your Christian neighbor, Jewish neighbor, you bring them. You can bring your work colleagues just to be able to let them understand also what this month is all about.
Siam Samai, one of the organizers of the Bukani Cup tonight. Road closes at 4:30 at Whale and Rose Street. The iftar begins at spot on 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. You can come whether you're Muslim or not, whether you believe or not. If you simply want to be part of a community, you can break fast along with some of the members of the Bukap community. You gather there, you join. Soup and food will be provided, but in the spirit of sharing, you're encouraged to bring along some food to share whoever is seated next to you or across.